SBS Radio.
Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison announced the next financial year's budget 14 months before the next elections. The federal member of CHISM, Julia Banks, is joining us at the Greek program of SBS Radio. Ms. Banks, thanks so much for being with us today, although we know your schedule is very, very heavy.
Not at all. It's been a busy week.
Scott Morrison announced that pensioners can continue to work and therefore can earn a few thousand dollars a year without affecting their pension.
That's right.
And at the same time, there won't be any increase in the youth allowances. So does your government give priority to the elderly people instead of the youth?
Look, our government focuses on a strong economy for all Australians. It's about the security of your job, the quality of your healthcare, your business and your retirement. We are an ageing population and it's really, really important to look after our elderly, as we know. That's why one of the measures I'm really excited about, and I think particularly goes to the Greek community, is we respect our elderly so, so much and we really want them to stay at home as long as they can, subject to their health. One of the very exciting things that we're putting in place is in relation to the choices for a longer life plan. The older CHISM residents to live healthy and connected lives, we're giving them increased financial and skill support, as you mentioned, but also 14,000 more home care places where they can get that assistance that they need. We're all living busy lives and there's a lot of things we'd like to do for our elderly parents or grandparents. Indeed, these home care packages provide that little bit of extra assistance.
Mm-hmm. Recently, the Australian Bureau of Statistics announced that the cost of gas and electricity rose in almost every capital city. And in Melbourne, in 1 year, there was a climb of 13%. The coalition government is going to make some tax cuts for low and middle income earners up to $530. Is that enough money, do you believe, to cover this increasing cost of living, Ms. Banks?
Well, there's a lot of things that go in the mix, panel, but as you say, the low and middle income earners, these are the people that get up and go to work every day, and we want to ease their cost of living pressures by providing that tax relief, and that's where our focus is. It's very important that we do that. For example, in my electorate alone in Chisholm, 63,000 taxpayers will receive a new offset of up to about $530 a year under our plan to reduce cost pressures on household. And in relation to electricity, when I say there's a lot of things that go into the mix, there's twofold. It's got to be reliable and it's got to be affordable. It's got to be affordable, and that's why we put everything into the mix to put downward pressure on electricity prices, but it's got to be reliable, because what we saw in South Australia was when they went to this completely focused renewables plan and they weren't focusing on reliability, so they didn't have storage for anything, and that meant that prices went up, but most importantly, it wasn't reliable. The whole city went into darkness. Hospitals stopped operating. So for a strong economy, we want to ease the cost of living pressures, and that's why we're giving that tax relief to low to middle income earners, and also a tax relief to small business owners. Every dollar that they can put and reinvest in their business means another job. And the job story for the Turnbull government is amazing. It is historical record job growth.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten insists that your government gives big business and the banks a huge head out. He says it's $80 billion and that there are still cuts to schools, hospitals and to pensioners. Would you like to make a comment on that?
I have worked for larger businesses. They employ thousands of Australians across the business. Our focus is on the low to middle income employees. If we have one of the highest tax rates in the world for these international businesses, they will set up their factories somewhere else. They'll take their offices somewhere else. They will just move offshore from Australia. So we need to encourage investment in Australia, and the way to do that is to be competitive in the global field.
Julia Banks, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to the Greek program of SBS Radio.
Thank you so much, Panos. Thank you. Pleasure to be on your program.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.